Welcome to the Journeys in Business podcast. I'm Jess, owner of Jess Creatives. This podcast is here to inspire and empower you as I talk with other entrepreneurs about their journey in business. Let's get into the show.
Hey, Christina. Thank you so much for jumping on with me.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm super excited to speak with you today.
So to start us off, why don't you tell us about yourself and your business?
Awesome. Okay. So hi, everybody. I'm Christina Ochoa. I am the founder of the Social Butterfly Gal. I help creative entrepreneurs build powerful digital strategies in social media or blog. And I'm based out of San Antonio, Texas. I've been doing this for over a year and 4 months, and I love it to the fullest.
Yes, I can tell. You you can always tell when someone is like super, super passionate about what they do. And I totally get that from you.
Yes.
So what would you say is your favorite part about what you do and owning your own business?
So I never thought I was going to be an entrepreneur. I went into college, or ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a reporter. And then of course, as you know, you go through college and everything. It's a different world out there. It's the real world. It's so crazy. And so for me, I never thought I had it in me to actually become an entrepreneur. But what I knew from the get-go of when I got out of college, I really enjoyed creating my own schedule and not having to work under somebody, and just having the freedom and the ability to do the things that I want to do and be happy about the work that I'm producing. And I think when you speak to all entrepreneurs, I think they will say that they want to follow their passions and not feel tied. And for me, that's one of the biggest things that I love about what I do. And also the women that I get to work with, I meet so many amazing female entrepreneurs every day, and I work with amazing women. And to me, that's just awesome. Like, I love getting to know people and getting to hear their story and helping them, because, you know, social media is so powerful these days. And so that's really like a huge thing of mine. But I definitely love that freedom aspect of, this is the work I'm going to be doing, and nobody else can tell you what I need to do. So that's really what I love the most.
So we have that in common, because I never thought I would be an entrepreneur either. Like, never. Even when I started Just Creatives, it was more of just like, this is what I freelance under. But, I mean, a little bit, probably my first or second year, I started to think, maybe in 20 years, I will work for myself.
And you know, it's so funny, because my best friend was the one who gave me the idea of, you should start your own business. And when I was going through the process of trying to find a job, she had said, your job doesn't exist. Like, that's the reason why you can't find a job, because it doesn't exist. And I was just like, what are you talking about? And then, like, that light bulb moment, like, oh, it doesn't exist because I have to create it.
Got it. Yeah. And I also, like, going back to the doing work that you actually love and not having to, like, be under someone. Like, I was very fortunate that when I graduated college, all of my jobs after, between college and starting, you know, fully working for myself, all of those jobs were design jobs. So I was doing the work I wanted to, but it wasn't the work I wanted to do.
Right.
In the right field, but I hated the projects, the bosses, like everything. I didn't like it. And I was like, I want to work with awesome people. I want to work on awesome projects. So yeah. So how did you, like, if you want to tell a little bit of how did you, like, decide, or how did you make the transition from working in corporate to, like, I'm going to start my own business. Like, get there.
So when I got out of college, I was actually working for a startup company, but he had been around for some time. It was a marketing website. So I moved to San Antonio. I went to school at Texas State University, which is about 50 minutes north of San Antonio. And when I moved here, I got that job, full-time job, and my position was news and video content director. So I was producing content every day, whether it was blogs, even though he wasn't calling it blogs, for managing his social media. And then I was also writing copy for scripts for the videos. Because what we would do is we would go to different businesses in the area and shoot little 2-minute commercials.
Yeah.
So I was constantly on, you know, just writing and talking on camera. And people kept telling me you should go into PR. And I didn't want to listen to them. I was like, no, I don't want to go into PR. I'm in broadcasting. And it wasn't until about a year and a half after I got that position, he really didn't want it to, he didn't want to grow it anymore. He was at a point, he was a bit older. He wasn't really into this whole social media thing. It was kind of like, well, I have this business, but I also have a coupon. So he would send out like a magazine to the different households, and it was a coupon magazine. So he wanted to focus more on that. So I kind of sat myself down and said, well, you know, if he's not willing to grow this, then what am I doing here?
Yeah.
There's no more growth. And I was already, before I had spoke with him about this, I was already feeling a little trapped. Mm-hmm. So I decided to leave the company, and I decided to try to break into the TV industry again. And I had a lot of interviews, but they never went anywhere.
Yes. So then, don't you hate that?
I hate it. And then like what I hated the most was there was one job interview. It was for a local lifestyle entertainment show here in town.
Nice.
The interview went really well, but I hadn't heard anything. And then I found out on Facebook who they hired.
What?
Yeah. They didn't even like call me back. So that was just like a mess. That was such a mess. So then I had met these two girls that owned a PR company. And I said, you know what? Everybody keeps telling me about PR. Maybe I should step out of my comfort zone and try it. And I signed up for a post-grad internship. And I fell in love with it. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I ever think PR? Like, this is awesome. Well, of course, like something always has to happen. The PR, the two girls that own that PR firm, they decided to split. So one went into like real estate, and then the other one decided to freelance. So she needed help because she just had so much work. So she needed help. And so she got me on board, and then she turned me into like her social media manager for her clients. And then that's a couple of months after I was working with her, she had said, you know what, Christina, like you're really great with social media. You have all the experience. Have you ever thought about starting your own like social media business? And of course I was like, no, like,
no. That's not my plan.
I already had the Social Butterfly Gal, because the Social Butterfly Gal was a blog.
Oh, nice.
It was my blog to document my PR internship. So from the get-go, SBG, like it already existed, but I wasn't making money. I was just blogging. Right. And so she had said, like, you already have your brand. You already have a following. You could easily turn that into a business. And so finally I said, you know what? I am. And so in June of 2015, the Social Butterfly Gal ended up becoming a business, but for a good portion of the rest of 2015, I was working with her. It wasn't until recent that I became 100% on my own with the Social Butterfly Gal.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. That is so cool. Yeah. I love how our stories are kind of the same in like these jobs, and then like, wait, what?
Like, yeah, like the light bulb. Like, where are you?
I'm gonna work for myself. Like, I didn't think this was gonna happen. I did not have that written down in my 5-year plan.
Yeah, for sure. At all. I mean, at this point in my life, I wanted to be in New York, or I wanted to be on E! And Good Morning America.
Oh, I could totally see you on there.
But it's funny. My parents keep asking me, like, does that dream still exist? And to me, I'm like, anything's possible. I'm not going to rule anything out.
Yeah.
If it's meant to happen later in life, then hey, so be it.
Well, please remember us little ones when you become famous. So you've kind of touched on this a little bit, but what would you say drives you? Like, why do you do what you do?
My faith. I really am so passionate just about accomplishing goals and just about doing the work that you're meant to be doing.
Yes.
I feel like it's a God-given talent that I have, and I know a lot of people have it too. And each day I wake up in the morning and just want to live that out, live whatever, you know, is meant to happen with my life. And sometimes it's so awesome just to, when you look back at everything and be like, oh my gosh, you know, that was meant to be, that was my calling. And I feel like my faith really drives me, my passion for just building relationships and having that energy that I have. Some days I'm like, how do I have this energy? yeah, I mean, I really love to just get up every day and feel happy with what I get to do with my life. And I think having a good, solid faith and just knowing that you're living it out, that really helps.
Yeah. That's, again, we are similar because because my faith is a big part of my life and my business. And the last job I had before I worked for myself full time was awful. my time spent there was very difficult, was very trying on my faith. But looking back now, I'm like, I don't think I would be where I am in my business. Like, I don't even think I would be working for myself full time if it hadn't been for that job.
Right.
And like, as much as I hated it and like drove home in tears every day, like I look back and I'm like, God put me there for some reason. And if that reason is only so that I could have the courage to finally take Jess Creatives full time, then like, I guess it served its purpose.
Right.
But now it's like, this is very much a God-given passion and talent, and like being able to use it every day is amazing. And like, I'm just like you, I just want to live it out, take full advantage of what I've been given.
Right.
And it makes it so much easier to get up in the morning when you love what you do and you're full of passion, and it's just, that's what drives you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. I love that. I can't imagine either too. Like every morning, sometimes when I was working at my other job, like the first job that I had, some days I'm like, oh, do I have to get up?
Yes.
Go to the office. And now it's like, okay, what's going to happen today? I mean, entrepreneurship, there's something different happens every day,
yes.
You know? So I enjoy that. I really do.
So if you could go back to your first day or your first month and tell yourself something, what would you tell yourself?
Make sure you have a business plan.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And also, I mean, I really didn't have a clue of, I really, to be honest with you, it was all trial and error with my business.
Yes.
And I think like, you know, I know there's some people out there that are like, make six figures while you sleep and blah, blah, blah. And they make it seem so like, it's awesome and easy. And it's like, no, it's a struggle. And for me, when I first started, I had no clue. So I was basically like, okay, well, I'm gonna get this client and I'm gonna like maybe do this. And there was no concrete plan. And even still now today, I feel like I have to redo my business plan all the time because so many things are changing that I'm like, okay, what was 3 months ago doesn't look like that right now. So now I have to go in. And so when I see my first month, I really could tell, hey, Christina, write a business plan and have it out.
Don't do anymore. Let's sit down and write something out.
Yeah. Right. And even now, like I'm starting to think about 2017 and the way I want to, you know, get clients. And sometimes I see it's really what's working, learn from what's not working and see how you can, you know, switch it and change it. And also another thing, I think when I was starting out, I wish I would have had an email list, or I wish I would have had something, because since I was a blog, like I was a lifestyle blog, like Social Butterfly Gal was a lifestyle blog.
Yeah.
So it was really hard to kind of switch people's perceptions into, okay, now she's an actual business. Cause a lot of people, they didn't really know that I was doing social media management when I was doing the blog.
Yeah.
I was working with the girl that does PR. She's a PR consultant. So a lot of the people that were following me, they kind of knew I was doing social media, but they didn't really know what I was doing. So I think having that clear, like, I wish I would have had an actual launch versus, oh, by the way, now the Social Butterfly Gal is a blog and a business. And recently, I think this year, I redid my whole entire website. I actually had a launch. I actually did, you know, I redid my services. So now it's like, okay, she does social media strategy. There's no more confusion to that.
Yeah, that's so good. You were talking about you have to evolve, adapt. And I was on my blog recently talking about, like, you know, there are so many, like, compared to when I started, I was like, I don't even know if I know anyone who freelances. And like, now it's like, you pull up Pinterest and that's all you see. And there's 50 million Facebook groups. You're like inundated with information, which is kind of good, but it's also really overwhelming. And it's like, there's a fine line between like staying like up to date with like, you know, not like, I know some people who are like, I don't really use Pinterest
or Instagram.
And I'm like, but why? Right. But there's also like, you don't have to do all of the things. You don't have to do every single thing. Like, but there's a balance between like staying current, trying new things, keeping up with like trends to a certain extent, but then like balancing, you know, like, you know what, like my audience is not on Pinterest and maybe they aren't. And so you find them more on Instagram or whatever.
Like, right.
But it's, you have to like keep growing and keep trying new things. Like I was telling someone earlier, like a year ago, I was like, oh, I don't do video.
No, ma'am. No.
And then like 6 months later or whenever it was, I'm like, I remember coming home and being, or not coming home, but my husband came home and I was like, I'm going to start a YouTube channel. And he was like, you? like, but you have been saying for months that you don't do video. And I mean, he's very supportive. He was all for it, but he was like, wait, what? And then, I mean, like I jumped, it wasn't like, oh, in 2 months, I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I was like, the very next week I was posting a YouTube video and he was okay. Like, and then I was like, a few months later, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to start a YouTube series and a podcast. And he's like, okay, like just keep on trucking, whatever.
Yeah, it's so trial and error. And, you know, I was doing social media management because originally I wanted the Social Butterfly Gal to be a social media management business. And I learned very quickly, while I love doing social media management for myself, there was a point where I had 5-6 clients, which is really, when you multiply that, it's like 15 platforms plus your own. And so that's when I said, as much as I love it, I just want to focus on the strategy part because it's so much easier to speak with somebody and help them with that. And I felt like I could be utilizing my skills better with the strategy end versus me managing everything and going crazy and then still try to find time writing a blog and growing my brand. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that I wanted to do that, as much as I love management, I knew that was something that I had to take out. So it definitely was a lot of trial and error. And to this day too, like you spoke about trends. I was recently thinking about like, would I ever want to do a course? Because so many people, that's all you see. And locally, so like this online space is so new to me because locally a bulk of my clients are all from San Antonio.
Nice.
And so I never, when I rebranded and when I started to tap into this online space, sometimes I feel like it is oversaturated because there's so much information. There's so many Facebook groups. You're kind of like, whoa, what do I do?
Yes.
So I was even thinking like, I know that's the trend to like start a course, but I feel like my audience right now is still wanting that one-on-one connection that a course I feel like would be a waste of my time. So I'm like, never say never, but I do definitely don't feel like that's something that I want to jump on. And I think it's okay when people, when people realize like, hey, that's not what it is. And like you said, you could do alternate things. And so that's what I'm trying to like think of, like what could be a better way to still have my one-on-one, but also serve the people that kind of enjoy those courses and everything. So it definitely, it's all trial and error.
I love that. This is Listeners, this is your permission slip. You don't have to do a course because you realize that it may not fit your audience right now.
Right.
Like, I think there's a lot of pressure for people to do courses. And I did a course. I have a course. But you know, it's not the perfect fit for every audience or every business.
Right, right.
You just have to figure out and be okay with, like, I'm not going to do a course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't make me any less of a business owner.
Right. Exactly. And that's something, cause like I said, I do a lot of stuff. So I work with creatives all over, but a bulk of the stuff is all local. And so I also host events, and that's where the social media aspect comes into play, is I host events. So that those are something that I want to tap into a lot more, but not just locally, but like outside of that, you know? So that's something that I'm really, really trying to figure that out, instead of like, I'm going to jump on this like course train. And everything.
Love it. So besides creating the business plan, is there anything that you wish you had done differently over the last year and a half?
When I was working, I really undervalued myself. And I think a lot of creatives can agree with me in terms of pricing.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, then again, there you go. Trial and error. And you know, so many people, when they hear you do social media, they're like, I want you. But then when you slap on a price on it, they're just like, But what they don't understand is the work that goes behind it. And not even just management, but strategy too.
Yeah.
And so I really feel like part of me wishes that I would have stood my ground and demand what I'm worth, because I, for a long time, maybe for about 3 to 4 months, I was undercharging myself so much. And I was overworking myself, trying to come up with awesome content, engaging with the audience on Twitter and Instagram, and like going above and beyond. And it's one of those things where it's like, you really need to know the amount of time that goes into social media. It's not just, hey, let me post a picture and we're done. Yeah. There's so much behind that.
There is so much.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable. And even now, like sometimes with the clients that I get, when I work with them one-on-one, that's when it clicks, like, whoa, there's so much more that goes behind it. And it's true. So that's really like over the course of a year, it wasn't until recent. So I just redid my services, and I was so scared about charging for what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
But when I actually wrote everything out and did the copy, I felt so confident, you know, like it was one of those things where it's like, no, like I know this is what I'm capable of. I know my skills. I'm confident that I can bring results. I've seen my clients get the results.
I should
charge what I'm doing. And when I did that, that really felt very, very awesome. So I think in terms of creatives that are struggling with that, just know that if you have been working with somebody and your clients do see results and you know what you're capable of, don't be afraid to charge what you're worth. The right clients, I keep reminding myself, like, the right clients will say yes, you know,
and it's
true.
It's true. I, like, up until last year, and even to some degree still, mm-hmm. I was undercharging by far. Like, mm-hmm. I, from this time last year, I have tripled my prices, and I still have people who tell me, you need to increase your prices.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's so scary to raise your prices, because you're like, no one is going to buy from me. But I'm now booked out further than I was, you know, when I was charging a third of what I charge now.
Right.
And it's just, it's crazy. Like, and it's so, pricing is, people don't like to talk about money.
No.
And I think a big problem with like social media and design,
mm-hmm.
and people, it's like, oh, that's something I can do myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't value it as much. But I think they also underestimate the value of good social media strategy and good design.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not
just what we do. It's like, well, I mean, my Comic Sans logo has been fine for the last 5 years. Like, I don't understand.
or I run into a lot of potential clients who are, they really do feel like, well, social media is easy. I could do it myself. And it's like, yeah, but you're not doing the correct strategy yes. behind it, which is why you're not seeing results. And I think too, like a lot of people fear doing, like investing and actually doing it correctly. So they keep on doing it the wrong ways. And it's funny because like, I will see people and I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing on social media? I'm like, no. And I really want to like help them, but I'm like, I gotta cool it. But yeah, there was like, there's so many brands or businesses that I'll go onto their Twitter and I'm like, what? Why are you a robot? You know?
Yes.
It's so creepy. So yeah, it's that, I really do believe that as well. You could really tell that it is kind of a DIY. I can do it myself. I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. But you really need to understand where that's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what do you have up your sleeve? What are you working on? What's coming up next?
Yes. So I just relaunched my social media and blog strategy services. I am unbelievably happy. So what I do is I work with creatives in different aspects because everybody has different goals that they really want to yeah. accomplish with their social media. So I work in three areas. I work with building a community and getting better engagement. So that's one package. It's called The Cocoon. That's my 90-day program. Nice. And so we work together to, maybe you're looking to have better community and you want people to buy from you. I work around with your social media and your blog to really get the community going and build better engagement so that you could have that community that will buy, get you more clients, get you yes. more sales. And then a lot of creatives say that they're number one problem is consistency and content. So I have another package called The Soaring, where I work with creatives 90 days as well on creating content for everything, for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and your blog, and then also help them with the consistency, get them to get just a better schedule, a better yes. flow, mm-hmm. so that they can stay on top of it. Because we all know if once you're very consistent, you'll be more visible online. Yes. You'll have better, you know, you'll just have a better email list, better following. So those two are my two 90-day packages. And right now I have slots available. Anybody can feel free and go on and schedule a free 15-minute call with me. And then I also have another package that is meant for locally for San Antonio. It's the events package called the Butterfly Effect. And so I work with clients on creating an event and get the influencers. So the San Antonio blogger community is really, really, really important here. Nice. So I work with influencers to host an event and get all social media buzz across like all platforms.
Love it.
So I have that. And then for those who are kind of like not really wanting to jump on as a 90-day client, I have two other options. I have, it's called the Flutter, which is a one-time only strategy session. It's a really intense strategy session where I work with different topics. So they get to pick one topic and for 90 minutes, we just work on that topic alone.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then I have my membership community called the Swarm Society. That's kind of meant for beginning bloggers, people who are side hustles. And that one is, you get access when you become a member, you get access to a secret library on my website that's filled with audio lessons, podcasts, tutorials, worksheets. And then also you get access to the private Facebook group.
Nice.
So it's kind of like the different levels. And that's my new services that I just relaunched. I'm excited. I've gotten some people on board. So that's like perfect. But I'm really now kind of planning 2017 and kind of looking to see what other things I could launch. I always feel like once you're in launch mode, it's really hard to get off of launch mode.
Yes, it is. That is very true.
So, but yeah, my 90-day packages are the Cocoon and the Soaring, and the event is the Butterfly Effect, and then I have the Flutter and the Swarm Society, and you can find all of that on thesocialbutterflygal.net/work with me.
Love it. And where else can we connect with you?
Oh my gosh. You can find, obviously I do social media for a living. You can find me literally everywhere at Christina J. Ochoa on Twitter and Instagram. And then, of course on Snapchat, it's Christina 2224. I hate the Snapchat one because I obviously at that point when I got Snapchat, I didn't have the business. So it's like the numbers.
Yeah.
So it's not like consistent across the board. I'm like, damn it. But yeah, you can find me all on social media. I'm active a lot, super active, obviously. I post consistently. So you can really find me everywhere.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. Thank you so much, Nay.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I loved it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. You can also watch these interviews on my YouTube channel if that's more your style. I'd love to connect with you on social media at Jess Creatives or on my website, jesscreatives.com.